This is Joanna Schrader reporting for PrecisionPays.com and AgWire.com, and I am with Mike Olson with Ag Leader. Mike, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome.
Well, thanks. It's good to see you. It's been a year since I've seen you.
Yes.
How did 2013 go for you guys?
It went very, very well. We had a good year, a lot of exciting technologies that we've been working on and introducing, and we're really excited for a good 2014 as well.
Well, 2014, we're here at the Iowa Power Farming Show. Your booth is packed. I know that you're a huge sponsor of this show, too. So let's start off and talk a little bit about sort of, you know, how Ag Leader has really stepped up as a sponsor of the show.
Yeah, we started sponsoring this show, it's been a while now, probably 5 to 7 years ago, something like that. And, you know, it's right in our back door, being located in Ames. It's just 30 miles down the road to Des Moines. So it's right in our back door. It's a good show for us to sponsor. It's the third largest indoor farm show now. It's really grown. It's been very, very successful. It's very well run. So we're very proud to be a part of it. We have a lot of customers that use our equipment to come in and share their experiences, learn about the new technologies, and it's just a good way to meet our customers and spend time with them.
Well, I know besides just the sponsorship, you're also hosting some seminars for people, and they don't even have to be Ag Leader customers yet, correct? Like anybody can come in and hear these seminars you're putting on?
That's correct. We've done some educational type seminars. It's not a sales pitch, it's more of an educational thing talking about. We've done some on AgFinity, which is our new wireless technology. We're doing an educational session on downforce, and we'll be able to talk about the economics of adding downforce and the importance of proper seed depth and that kind of stuff. And then we'll also do one on water management products. That's also another big hot topic. There's a lot of tile going in a lot of fields. And with a couple of these wet springs we've had, they've been it's been a big thing for people to start to be able to do. And so we'll talk about how to tile and the benefits and just give people some ideas on how to proceed if they want to implement those technologies in their operation.
Well, Mike, how have you seen over these last couple of years in terms of sort of this movement into the precision agriculture? You know, Ag Leader's obviously been a leader in that movement. Are you still seeing a lot of these farmers that come in and aren't using precision? Or are you really starting to see that they're using precision and now they're ready for your next level of technology?
It's a broad spectrum. I've been in this industry for 15 years, so it's hard to think that there's a lot of people that don't have technology in their farm, but there are. Any surveys that are out there say about 50% of the operations out there don't have any technology. So there's a lot of opportunities for people who are just getting started. The technology has gotten easier to use, cheaper. Some of the equipment like tractors and planters, they're easier to interface with now. So the opportunities to implement technology are getting easier. So people that aren't in it, don't have any yet, shouldn't be scared to get into it. It is a lot easier. It's more cost effective to get in, and it's a good opportunity to implement those in. The other big thing we've been seeing in the industry is that the importance of data. And a lot of guys have a steering system on the tractor, or they have a planter monitor in their planter or yield monitor in the combine, but they're not really doing anything with the data to this point. And now, as technologies have gained, and you know, we're talking about some of these hybrids, putting the right hybrid in the right soil types at the right rate with the right fertilizer at the right time, all those things are becoming very, very important. And all the data that's already being collected and the equipment they have is there to be able to use, and we just need to take the opportunity to explore that.
Now, for people, like you said, that's astounding to me. About 50% of the farms don't have any precision ag technology. So if somebody comes into your booth and wants to get started, what are some of the products that you have to start some of these farms out into sort of the realm of precision?
Yeah, every operation is different. What we like to do is sit down and talk to them about their operation and what they're wanting to do and where they think they need help. And for some people, steering is their primary concern, and they want straighter rows. They want to be able to do that kind of stuff. For some people, yield monitor, and for most people, yield monitor is the first starting point because any changes they make, they need to have a yield monitor to be able to tell them their results and then determine if they want to do more changes or just how effective it was. So a lot of people, yield monitor is the first starting point. some people that have maybe steering in their tractors already when they traded tractors, now the planter is the next thing. And the planter is one of the areas that you can gain the most efficiency. If you put row shutoffs on, you know, it's depending on your fields, but 12 to 15% in seed saved. And with seed going for $300+ a bag, it adds up pretty quick to a big savings. So it really comes down to your operation, and we'll sit down and talk with you and try to figure out what's the most logical first step and then how we can grow and move forward after that.
And then you mentioned AgFinity. being one of your new products, and then you have another new product that you've launched this year and you're featuring at the show as well, correct?
Yeah, so we have a compass display that we just launched. It's essentially designed to be a steering only. There's a lot of operations that maybe they already have a display doing the planter monitoring, and they just have another machine running that's doing tillage work or something. They don't need any planter monitoring or yield monitoring capabilities. So the compass display is a low-cost solution, very easy to use. It's we can take the grower, farm, field, all the management items out of there, and it just becomes an event. So you pull into the field, you want to start a new event that you're going to go out and disc the field or something. And it just takes off and runs. So it's a lot easier to run. And so a lot of people are putting it in their operations that have multiple vehicles running and don't need all the extra bells and whistles. It's just an easy way to get started.
Mike, for people who maybe they came here and talked to you, they want to go do some follow-up information or didn't make it and are really interested in both your new products and some of your signature products, where can they go to get more information?
So our website's a great place. It's just www.agleader.com. All of our products are listed up there. Another real good spot to go to would be our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. And for people that have our equipment, especially like a desktop software, there's a ton of how-to videos on our YouTube channel. So it's a good place to go get your questions answered. Maybe you can get what you're looking for right there without having to call in or contact your dealer.
Great. Well, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.